Heather Lally is joining us. I think we should just start with pie. Nothing makes me happier than a good slice of pie. And actually, nothing makes me angrier than a bad slice of pie. Don't you think that's
that is true. That's
right?
Very true.
Your mood can be set by the type of pie that you have.
I think so.
What now? You are putting together. You have a piece coming out in the Chicago Tribune.
That's correct.
About pumpkin pies, but not the because. As much as I love pumpkin pie, it really is the kind of thing I only want once a year because it's a weird texture.
It is kind of an odd texture, and it's so like seasonal. You so associate it with this time of year, but I can see that. But so the editor presented me with this topic of like riffs on classic pumpkin pie.
Right.
So. Since it's been kind of a weird year, Cubs won, we had this election maybe, been a little bit of a strange 2016.
Get in the kitchen and bake.
Exactly.
Right?
Bake and do some kind of different takes on a classic.
Do you not want to do a different take on a classic, Elliot? You're squinching.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You said that pie makes you angry.
Bad pie makes me angry.
Bad pie makes you angry.
Great pie makes me happy.
I was going to say, does pie make you irrational? that's a math nerd.
Oh, joke. Got that one.
I don't know where the sound machine is up here. I'll have to find it. I think I can do that from here. So what are some of the improvising?
Yeah.
The
paper sent me a big giant mountain of pie cookbooks, which was outstanding. Mm-hmm. I tested a whole wide range. My kids really liked an ice cream pie that was like so
pumpkin ice cream pie.
Simple, yes. You just take like a tub of vanilla ice cream and mix it with like a can of pumpkin and like pumpkin pie spices and shove it in a graham cracker crust and freeze it. Super good.
Anytime you're shoving anything in a graham cracker crust, things have gone well. Yes, Elliot.
Okay, Heather. This is a question that has been nagging me for a long time, and since you're a pie expert, I'm asking you. Is cheesecake a cake, or is it actually a pie? Because many cheesecakes are it's cheese in a graham cracker crust.
Ooh.
True. It's definitely not a cake. I can answer that with certainty.
Yeah, why do they call it cheesecake?
It's more of a baked custard.
Yes.
Which is basically exactly what pumpkin pie is.
But no one would buy it if they called it custard. It would be much harder for the Cheesecake Factory to have
custard factory.
The custard factory? Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as
cheesecake.
Good.
Kind of like a jellyfish really isn't a fish.
Exactly.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And by the way, cheesecake is another example. The texture. I don't know what it is about pumpkin
pie.
The ice cream pumpkin.
The ice cream was outstanding. We all liked that, and it was so easy. I would totally make that again. Mm-hmm. But if you are put off by the custard, I also tried a... like a honey date pumpkin pie that had little chunks of dates folded into the pumpkin stuff and then had a marshmallow topping like on top like you'd do with like a sweet potato thing. I liked that because it kind of broke up it had a different
texture.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's almost, I can't, it's not that it's squishy or... It's a little squishy. So I think if you get, maybe the fig gives it grit. That's a way you
grit.
You got grit
chewy.
In your pie.
Little like bridges in there.
Little fig grit. I don't know where I'm going with that. I am so happy about pie right now. What were you going to say, Elliot?
No, I'm just, again, pie. Wait, so this pie that you're describing.
Yes.
The pumpkin with the honey.
And the dates.
Yes. Sounds like a wonderful pie. Sounds like a pie I would love. Is this pie single?
Well, you know, you'll have to talk to the pie nicely.
Compliment.
Swipe properly. Compliment the pie. Mm-hmm.
The pie is going to tell me things are complicated for it, isn't it?
I think it is kind of a complicated pie, actually. It is kind of complicated. It has sort of a fussy serving thing because you want the marshmallows to still be warm when you serve it.
Now, the marshmallows, is it the same way you put marshmallows, like the mini marshmallows, on a sweet potato cast?
Exactly that way.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. And then they get like the toasted top. It's a little crunchy, but then gooey.
Exactly.
See? I know. Somewhere I turned into like that SNL bit.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Tell me about the muffins. This week has been long and strenuous, exhausting mentally, and I think looking forward to pie is the way to go.
There you go.
So far we've covered we're talking about the variations of pumpkin pie. This is the season for it. And I say start experimenting now. Why wait until Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Try one out. See what.
Do one a week.
One a week until you know which one you want to serve your family for Thanksgiving.
True.
Right? Because a lot of people, I think this is going to be the year that I think a lot of people are going to sort of want to be around each other.
Yes. And maybe overload on the comfort
food. Comfort food.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate so much macaroni and cheese when Knife and Time was here on Tuesday. It was a Knife and Thyme mac and cheese and rum was pretty much all I remember about Tuesday night. So we have the pumpkin ice cream pie.
Yes.
And that's in that one's in the graham cracker crust.
That's in the graham cracker crust. One of my very favorites was just a regular pumpkin pie, except you add a tiny bit of like chipotle pepper spice.
Wait.
Just a bit. It was so good. Like, it wasn't hot. It was just kind of like pleasantly warm. Was great.
A little kick.
A little kick.
And what that makes sense because in Mexican food, you know, a lot of times we use squash and spices, things that you don't think of. We use sweet and hot. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense to me. So that's by the way, we're talking to Heather Lally, whose piece on pumpkin pies comes out in a few days in the Chicago Tribune. And 312-981-7200, tell us about what kind of, have you tried a different kind of pumpkin pie that we haven't mentioned yet? And we'll hear more about what she has coming up in this piece in just a moment on 720 WGN.
ChampsOnly.com presents The Book, 108 Years in the Making. Champs, the 2016 Chicago Cubs Championship Season. The only commemorative hardcover book created for Cubs fans by Cubs fans. 192 pages capturing every moment of this historic season. Own it now for only $29.95 and also get a free poster and free shipping. Don't miss out. Go to ChampsOnly.com. That's ChampsOnly.com.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time for holiday entertaining. So roast the turkey with a Food Network roaster for $39.99. Make the cookies in a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, $349.99, plus get a $50 mail-in rebate. And set the table with Fiestaware. A five-piece play setting is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Offer valid 11/9 through 11/17. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-700-1821. That's 1-800-700-1821.
Unwrap our lowest prices of the season one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, November 12th, save $400 on an LG 70-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV, $70 off a Shark Navigator Lift-Away with bonus steam mop, or $100 off a DJI Phantom 3 drone. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com to take advantage of this one-day-only event. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 on WGN-TV. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. It is Friday night, and I have, you know what I saw on Facebook? This is this really put the F in TGIF, all TGIFs. I really needed this Friday to happen. Am I the only one? That's why I wanted to start with pie, Heather. Heather Lally joins us in studio. She is a writer who has contributed many pieces to the Chicago Tribune. We've had her on before talking about picnics and making your kids' school lunches. We've talked about crock-potting a lot of your food that you didn't think you could. And tonight we are talking about the different ways to make pumpkin pie. We are saying that cheesecake is not cake, but is more like pie. But Gunther says something that I think we need to know. What do you think, Gunther?
Yeah, I would like to make a correction here.
Will you do me a favor first? Would you turn your radio down? Because I can hear myself behind you.
Okay, so. Just a moment.
That's okay. I love being corrected, and it happens so often. It's natural. I'm like, yes. See, I can still hear myself. There it is. Thank you, Gunther. Appreciate that. Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, Gunther. Okay, so you are Gunther the Cook. Is that your title?
No, I'm a gardener. I'm a professional gardener.
Oh, okay.
But I do,
yes.
I do a lot of cooking.
Excellent. We're...
And then back home in the old country in Germany, you make a yeast dough and put some cheese on top or in the middle and another little yeast dough on top. And then you put some raisins in and then you have a dough and you have a cake. And that's the cake in Europe.
That sounds wonderful.
In America, everything is pie, but there is a cake of cheese.
I think a cake of cheese. And how do you say it in German?
Käsekuchen.
Hold on a second. Let me try it. Käsekuchen.
No.
Oh.
Käse.
Käse.
Kuchen.
Kuchen.
Käse is cheese.
Käse.
And Kuchen is cake.
Kuchen.
No, Kuchen.
Kuchen. I hope you have something to wipe your phone down with.
Yes. It doesn't matter. It's just me. I'm the phone, so it's okay.
That's fair.
But anyhow, when you make a cheesecake and you make it from yeast dough, it tastes better than from just a pie.
That sounds...
It makes you fuller. You know, you don't need that much. And you don't get so sick. Like, a lot of children get sick when they eat cheesecake.
Gunther, Elliot has a question for you.
Gunther,
go ahead.
So here's my question is, do you have any of this cake on hand? And can you bring it to the studio?
If you're going to send me a helicopter, then I come.
Where are you calling from, Gunther?
Harvard.
Oh, from Harvard, Illinois. It's a lovely evening. It's starting to feel autumnal, isn't it?
By the way, we got 14 degrees right now here in Harvard. It's the coldest night this year.
Is it 14?
14 degrees, yes.
Okay.
And actually, you be way too high in Chicago. You are in 24. You have frost tonight, too.
And that's not going to be good for the garden. Do you have
I'm
anything?
I'm also a weatherman, see?
Yes. Well, yes. Are you a weatherman or a weather reporter?
I'd be bored of everything.
I like that. How was your garden this year? How did the weather affect it?
I'm 83 years old. I cannot do a garden anymore, but I have some nice big pots, and I put some tomatoes in the pots, and I have more tomatoes than I had in my garden.
Oh, wonderful.
And well, you see, there again, you have to have the right variety. If you don't buy the right variety if you don't know the right variety, then you end up with nothing or, you know, half and half.
Fair.
I suggest if people go and grow them in the pots, tell them to buy Super Fantastic or Fantastic or the Jetstar or Sincerity. They're all good varieties, but Big Boy is actually a watery tomato and it's not good for eating.
Okay, not the Big Boy, but Fantastic or Super Fantastic.
Yeah, and if you want Big Boy, you buy Better Boy.
Better Boy. Don't go for
Better Boy. But if you want just go one or two pots of tomatoes, buy Fantastic Supersonic
Gunther,
if you can get it. Okay?
Gunther, you have to call me in the spring because I'm not going to remember this. You have a lovely evening, my friend.
Can I come down and give you a lesson down there?
Oh, that would be a great idea. I think I think I need lessons in all kinds of things. Thank you, Gunther. Have a great night. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you. And you had a lovely garden, actually. How were your tomatoes?
You know, they were not so hot this year, and I don't know what I did. I know literally nothing about gardening. I need Gunther as well.
Well, don't forget, Super Fantastic, Fantastic.
Yeah, I think I had some big boys.
You might have had big boys.
Yeah.
That's what he called them, Elliot. Don't
That's
make
what
the laughing.
Variety is
there
called.
Yes. Were so many jokes I could have made along there. I just let them go by.
That's all right. I got your pots right here. And we are talking about pies as well. Gunther wanted to call and correct us about there are cheesecakes, but not the typical, traditional ones that we know of here. Cake of cheese.
A cake of cheese.
Yes.
He was talking about a cake that had cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
But a cheesecake is pretty much all cheese that's been, you know.
It's a custard.
Yeah, like a custard.
Yeah.
Cheesy. Mm-hmm. You ever have flan?
Wait, is there actually? Well, flan is custard with no cheese.
Yeah, but flan you can actually make with cream cheese. And it's actually pretty good.
Now I'm so hungry. Okay, I'm going to take care of that. So we have, so far we have pumpkin ice cream pie.
Yes.
Honey fig pie with marshmallow on top. And what kind of crust is that in?
That one, I made so many. I think that was in a standard like flaky pie crust.
Cool. And then the chipotle one with pumpkin, little kick.
Yes, that was really good. And that was in a gingerbread crust.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got three. How many more did you make?
I made six.
Okay, so what are a couple of the other ones?
The It was the same recipe. This Mark Bittman, do you know? He's a cookbook author. He's written a ton of different books, but he has a new baking book out that's great. I highly recommend it on your holiday list for bakers. Okay. So he had a bunch of pumpkin pie recipes that were cool because it was just one standard recipe that you would mix different things into. So he had the chipotle one. He also had a chocolate one.
I was going to ask, are there any chocolate ones?
Yes. So you just reserve a little bit of the pumpkin pie batter. Mm-hmm. You mix it with some melted chocolate, and then you like swirl it into the pie. It was great.
That sounds awesome.
That was really good. I think that was my daughter's favorite.
For all these pies, you've mentioned the graham cracker one and the gingerbread. So how hard is it to make a pie crust? Because that's the daunting part, I think, for a lot of people. Like pouring it into the shell. Like
sure.
That's...
First rule is there is absolutely no shame in using a store-bought crust.
Okay.
They are fine.
Done. Click.
They are good. Mm-hmm. I worked for a year at Hoosier Mama Pie Company here in Chicago, which I highly recommend. Wonderful pie. And my main job was making their pie crusts, like in big commercial mixers. And I got pretty good at it because I was making like 60 pounds of pie dough every day. When I have to at home just make like one pie shell,
right,
it sometimes doesn't turn out as well. It's a little finicky. But
yeah, that's the thing is, especially if it's the kind you have to roll out, and then it's too thin at one place, and then you try to fold it back in and start all over again. Now it's all messed up because
practice. If you were making, you know, if you're doing that for 10 hours a day, you'd get pretty good at it.
I get better at it.
Yes.
I'm not going to do
and
that.
And the crimping.
I take a sabbatical. I'm sorry, Todd, Stephanie, I have to take a sabbatical. I need to work on some pies. I need to learn my pie crust sabbatical. We are hanging out with Heather Lally. She's written a piece on pumpkin pies and how you can, you know, spice it up a little bit. Turn it around, flip it on its head. Well, just, you know, just eat it. More after this on 720 WGN.